our mobile monitoring.
WDATX Mobile 14714. Good morning.
KARRD Mobile.
KARRD. Good morning, WDATX. How are you doing this morning?
WDATX, K8RRD. I'm doing just fine, heading on to work. Name is Greg. Heading up to start day two in Sheboygan at the high school.
Very good. I'm also headed north, but a little further over. I'm going to be headed up to the Emmett County area for the day.
So you should have a pleasant drive for that. It should be a warm one. Until the weather decides to change tonight and tomorrow, I assume that you're taking a one-day trip up to Emmett County?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Got a customer up there. We got to finish a patrol car. I started building it a while ago, but we were waiting on parts to show up and schedules to mesh, and now we get to finally go up and finish it off.
Yeah, I'm not too unfamiliar with that portion of the upper lower peninsula. So yeah, you'll have a pleasant trip. I don't think the traffic will be too terribly nuts after Labor Day weekend.
Yeah, I figured it was going to be pretty uneventful up and down. With school started and a lot of your families are back home, and the only traffic you're going to typically see on a weekday is going to be your, basically your locals going to work and coming from work and that kind of thing. You'll still have a few of the travelers that are out there that are retired or, like myself, don't have kids at home anymore, but for the most part, that'll be mild-mannered, so. but I had a pretty good Labor Day weekend. I took my cars out for a car cruise. We had a car cruise down in Manton, Michigan, and we dressed up a little bit and had some fun with it.
Good for you. I myself spent Labor Day weekend laboring at a family cabin hanging drywall up in Ingadine. I don't know if you know where that locality is. It's about 40 miles to the west of St. Ignace.
A lot of time up in that area. We've got customers in Ontonagon and Houghton area, Marquette. We've spent all that kind of time up in that area. So, in fact, I'm going to be back up there here in 2 weeks. I'm going to spend a week up there. One of our customers has got a bunch of vehicles that we're going to go up and install radios. That'll be fun.
Well, two things. That's a heck of a trip. And second thing is, if you time it just right, you'll have a wonderful visual on your way up and while you're still up there.
Here's my thing. If I had my choice, I'd be going up right now to do it. The later in the season you go, the more chances of not-so-pleasant weather becomes a possibility. And a lot of these places we're going don't have interior locations for us to be putting these radios in, so we're outside dealing with this. So, although I do enjoy the view, seeing the leaves change color and all that kind of thing, that is definitely not what this trip is about.
No, I understand. I used to reside on Beaver Island and work construction, and when you're in the process of trying to winterize a house, or I just should say, get the exterior done and get it waterproof. These days that are great to work outside, but when Michigan weather decides to impress us with its rapture and its rage, it will turn on a dime and it can get awful darn miserable.
Yep, agreed, agreed. So, and I am just about ready to lose this repeater altogether, so you have yourself a good day today, my friend, and maybe we'll catch you on here later. That'll be a little bit before I get back into this system, so 73 WDADX.
DADX, K8RRD. You enjoy yourself as well, safe trip, and good luck with the job that you have facing you today. Enjoy the weather. K8RRD is clear and monitoring.
Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf, listening on the link, coming in via Lake Leelanau. I can't get into the 1-9 machine.
88 UFS mobile.
KC8 VSU portable.
Portable station calling. Here is Whiskey 1 India Kilo portable 8.
I believe it was W1K. This is Kilo Charlie 8 Victor Sierra Uniform. The name is Toby. I'm near Elk Lake, northeast of Traverse City.
KC8VSU, here is Whiskey 1 India Kilo, W1IK, Jim in Indian River, operating portable 8.
Okay, Jim. Yeah, I'm going through DMR, so it's going to be a little bit of a delay for me to get back to you. So if I seem like I'm lagging, it's because DMR to analog is a switchover. It takes a few seconds. Beautiful day down here, about almost 70 degrees. It's going to be a nice day, light breeze, but it's fall in northern Michigan, I'll say that.
Okay, well, very good. We are operating here analog direct into the repeater. I'm not sure if there's more than one site here, but I'm hearing the repeater strong. Hopefully my signal is copyable. But we're operating just with a handheld and rubber antenna sitting underneath my awning of my motorhome here at the Indian River Resort campground, where I'm staying with some family for a couple of days here, and did a quick search for repeaters in the area, and this is the only one I can bring up, so good to make your acquaintance. We're going to be here until Sunday afternoon and then heading back to the Detroit area.
Okay, Jim. Yeah, this is part of the Northern Michigan Link system, we call it. It covers our MSP District 7 fairly well. We have a vast modes of digital to come in on. We have, I believe, All-Star on here. I'm new to the DMR, so I'm running an ATone 878 UV2+, so, and I'm going into our DMR repeater in Traverse City, which is not that far away. So there's a vast majority of repeaters. There's one in Mackinac City, I think the 4511. There's the 74 near Hackleberg Road in Sheboygan. There's a couple, I think, over by Petoskey. I don't know the full layout. I know we have one or two in Traverse City. I think they're looking at one in Manistee. There's a vast majority of them they're working on getting up. We also have one, I believe, in Houghton Lake. Like I said, I'm new to the whole system, so forgive me. This just covers, like, up into the UP. There's one up in Sault Ste. Marie as well. So it's a very good link system for Northern Michigan. We also have a fusion room on the West Michigan Connect room, which there's a repeater in Traverse City. There's going to be one in Petoskey soon. So we've got a lot of different digital modes going on up here. So it's crazy.
Very good, very good. Well, thanks for the information, first of all. And I'll have to be looking into a little more about that on what I can find on the interweb. I am hoping, I'm using a Yaesu System Fusion, an older Yaesu System Fusion capable handheld, and I do have my hotspot with me that I can use with my cell phone data plan. Usually works okay. But just coming in analog right now on the Sheboygan 2-meter side, analog, and I hear the machine very well, so hopefully I'm making it in pretty good. Yeah, I'll have to do a little bit more research and see if I can get in using System Fusion somehow. That is a capability that I've got. I can also, with the hotspot, I can go cross-mode in DMR if need be, but it takes a little more poking around, a little cumbersome to have to go into the dashboard of the PiStar and tell it where I want to go. If there's an easier way, I haven't figured it out. But I have fun with it, portable. I brought HF with me, too, but I haven't set up anything. I might do that later today. We'll have to see. But we're looking forward to spending some time up here with family. Not sure what they all have planned, but I'm going along with the group. I'm easy to get along with. Very good. Thanks for the chat. I'll let you continue on with your day. I'm getting ready to have myself a little brunch here. So good to make your acquaintance, and hopefully we catch up one way or another. With that, 7-3, Whiskey 1, India Kilo, Portable 8 in Indian River.
The West Michigan Connect Room is separate from this system. It's a different one. And that's on the 712 in Gaylord. Has good coverage. And, yeah, no, System Fusion's becoming popular up here and so on. So, okay, have a good one. W8IK from Kilo Charlie 8 Victor, Sierra Uniform, 73.
7-3, Whiskey 1, India Kilo.
KC8, VSU, from WN8Q.
W8NQ for Kilo Charlie 8, Victor Sierra Uniform. Go ahead, sir.
Good morning, Toby. It's WN8Q. The name's Larry. I just heard you chatting on DMR. And I'm on DMR as well. I was just curious as to what talk group you're using. I'm hitting the Petoskey repeater. This is portable. I actually am talking from just north of Harbor Springs. Over.
You're on the Northern Michigan Link system, and it's kind of like talk group, 2416 is what they have it down as. I am very new into DMR. This is the only channel I have programmed in my Anytone. And so this is linked up to a lot of repeaters here in Northern Michigan. So going through Petoskey, you're doing a good job on DMR. I forget where it is in Petoskey.
Roger that, Toby. The Petoskey repeater is just about 18 or 20 miles south of where I am. I'm north of of the repeater. It's on Krause Road, which probably doesn't mean too much, but it's south of Petoskey, and I'm north of Harbor Springs, which is north of Petoskey, just on my handheld, walking my dog this morning, and heard you chatting. I'm new to DMR as well, and I just wanted to see if I could make contact with you through the Traverse City repeater. I'm, of course, on the Petoskey repeater, but you're coming in with just a great signal.
Not that far from the Traverse City repeater. I'm at almost the north end of Elk Lake. Yeah, you're going through the Northern Michigan Link system. There's multiple repeaters, and I know about the Cross Road up there. So, yeah, no, we have great coverage here in the District 7, MSP District, what they're aiming at doing, and they've got a few more repeaters to put up, which is going to make it very nice for a lot of things. So they did the Mackinac Bridge Walk, and they had the repeaters in use because there's one at the up in Mackinac City, Sheboygan. There's so many of them I can't remember because I'm so new. I'm still studying the maps on the Northern Michigan Link system. But, yeah, no, you're doing great for there. Digital is a good mode. I started out in System Fusion. We have a room down here in Traverse City called the West Michigan Connect Room, and it's connected to the west side of the state, which there will soon be one up in Petoskey. So there's some plans going there, and it was easier to get into Fusion. All you had to do is throw your call sign in the radio. Didn't have to apply for a DMR talk ID, but a friend helped me out, and I bought an Anytone 878 handheld here about a month ago, and I'm still learning it. It's a learning curve for me, but I'll figure it out.
Hey, roger that. I've got an Anytone 878 as well, and had it about a year, but it is a learning curve. The whole DMR thing's a little bit of a learning curve as well. But, yeah, you sound really good. Well, I'm on the District 7 talk group, but I don't know the talk group number. I just put it in my radio as a D7, so I was just curious if you were on the District 7. So I'll have to look up that four-digit number when I get back. I'm on a walk right now and see if, in fact, that's the talk group I'm on. But anyway, all righty. Well, I'll let you go here. I just heard you chatting with the other fellow, and just thought I'd try DMR out since you mentioned that to see if I could get through. So with that, I'll say 73, and I'll be clear on your final. KC8DSU, WN8Q. I think I lost you, Toby.
WN8Q, N8NXP.
N8NXP, WN8Q. Good morning, Chuck.
Hey, good morning, Larry. Yeah, I'm on the Sheboygan repeater, just pulling off on 282 at Gaylord to get some petrol. I got to head into TC, but you're sounding great out there. Are you going to be able to make the meeting in Mackinac a week from Saturday?
To check my calendar, as far as I know, I will. We've got to make a trip to Indiana some weekend, and I'm not sure which weekend it is. So let me check, and I'll send you a text or something to confirm that. Over.
Roger that. Yeah, I know the traveling. I'm getting ready to do that, too, again. As such, just wondering if you could bring your antenna analyzer with you when you do come.
Roger that. I'm just, I actually remembered I had my phone with me, and I've got my calendar. Yes, I think we're in town. Looks like it's the 14th of September. And what was the location again? Did you say Mackinac City, Chuck? Over.
Roger, Larry. We're going to meet at the bakery and go to the ship. We got a bunch of work to do. I just pulled into the gas station. Going to be under the canopy, so I don't think I'm going to transmit too good. So, all righty, appreciate that. Talk to you later. N8NXP. Have a great day.
Roger that. I'll plan on bringing my antenna analyzer. I've not been on the ship all year, so I really want to do that. So I'll sure try. Great talking with you, Chuck. NXP, this is WN8Q.
This is Kilo Echo 8, Fox Julie Whiskey, Brad and Sioux St. Mary Portal. K8FJW, Bon Trinket.
KB9CC.
This is Kilo Echo 8, Fox Julie Whiskey, KE8FKW, Barbell. This is Kilo Echo 8, Fox Julie Whiskey, Montrin, to St. Mary. KE8FJW Monitoring. This is KE8FJW Monitoring. KE8FJW Monitoring, Sioux St. Mary. This is KE8FJW, 430 repeater. Kilo Echo 8, Fox Julie Whiskey, monitoring mobile. KE8FJW, monitoring.
Headed to
whatchacallit, burger place. Why do I forget the name? It's right here. Glendale Burger. That's where I'm going to get me a smash burger. It's going to be great.
Oh, hey, that does sound good. Smash the burger. Yeah, we're kind of having burgers tonight, too, cheeseburgers, so that is for sure. We're definitely enjoying it, too. Yeah, it's a beautiful day outside up here, that's for sure. The breeze is keeping it really nice and cool. So, out just outside and enjoying the weather.
Oh, hey, there you go. Well, it's going to be a short one here because I just pulled in. So I got to go order me some food, and we'll probably be back out here later. Anyway.
All righty, yeah, catch you later. I got actually cooking the baked potatoes on the grill right now, so there you go. Enjoy your food, and hey, I might try me a cold snack, so 7-3. Catch you later. NADMH, KEA.3W.
W8HRV, if you can hear me, you have a dead carrier, and I've been distracting you because you're holding the machine open. Please fix your equipment, 9KOP. Thank you. WNHRV M9KOP, can you go ahead and disconnect from the hub? You've had the repeaters held up for the last 3 minutes. I've been kicking you off because you've got a dead carrier, M9KOP, clear, and he's gone.
WHRV just testing to make sure stuff's working with the new radio.
As far as make it in the machine at all.